As a rational person, I'm not supposed to believe in things like astrology. I don't know my friends' zodiac signs, and I even have trouble remembering my own children's zodiac signs. How can arbitrary dates possibly have any special mystical significance? But still, every Sunday I buy the New York Post and make a point of checking my forecast, Leo, for the week to come. Over the years, I've found that the insights of the Post's columnists are more spot on, sometimes uncannily so, than those of any other astrologer. Not that I actually believe in astrology. But still, can it be a coincidence that my own birthday is the same as two of my favorite musicians? Claude Debussy and John Lee Hooker. Or that one of my favorite writers as a child, Ray Bradbury, and one of my favorite writers as an adolescent, Dorothy Parker, were both born on August 22nd, the same as me. Sure, probably a coincidence, but still, consider the month of May and the cultural history of the mid-20th century. After an intensive, several-hour-long investigation, I've concluded that certain forces have been in play decade after decade during the first 2 weeks of May. For some reason, it has been in early May, nearly always, that the great comedy institutions are born. During the next 2 weeks, we can commemorate the anniversaries of the launch of Jack Benny's radio show 69 years ago.
Hello again, this is J-E-R-K talking. That stands for Jack Entertains Rather Comically.
And of Ernie Kovacs' TV show 50 years ago. And of Mad Magazine 49 years ago.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
And of Monty Python 32 years ago.
It isn't.
It is. It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
That looks like synchronicity to me. Religions have been founded on less. Speaking of religion, my own religious inclinations, apart from the Sunday ritual with the New York Post astrology column, tend toward the Eastern. I've always been drawn to yin and yang, the ancient Chinese idea that all existence is in the interplay of opposites, of dark and light, heaven and earth, male and female, the tiger and the dragon, the Yankees and the Red Sox. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Enough to make it your final answer.
And the weakest link.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
And if in the mid-20th century, the yin of early May is fresh, sublime new comedy, Jack Benny and Ernie Kovacs, Mad, Monty Python, mustn't there be a corresponding yang? Yes, there must be. 60 years ago, next Tuesday, on May the 1st, 1941, Cheerios were introduced. 20 years after the introduction in May 1921 of Wonder Bread. On May the 2nd, 1941, the Federal Communications Commission legalized the television advertisement for the first time. And during the first week of May in the 1950s, Dacron suits were sold for the first time, Larry King began broadcasting on radio, and Mr. Potato Head was introduced. If those seem like random phenomena to you, then, well, never mind. But to me, together, they constitute a perfect collage of modern America at its quintessentially fluffiest and whitest and sellingest. In other words, just the kind of babbity yang that required the yin of smart, subversive comedy.
I didn't expect a kind of Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.